Now, back to our top story this lunchtime. Another major cyber attack could be imminent after Friday's global hit that infected more than 200,000 victims in 150 countries. Computer security experts say the world is facing an escalating threat, and there are concerns about another attack coming possibly tomorrow. The virus, which took control of users' files, spread around the globe. In England, 48 NHS trusts fell victim, as did 13 NHS bodies in Scotland. Some hospitals were forced to cancel procedures and appointments as ambulances were directed to neighbouring hospitals free from the computer virus. Well, Fevzi Turkalp is editor of the free tech advice website gadgetdetective.com, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
What else do we know about all of this? I mean, the head of Europol in the past few hours saying the threat is escalating and another attack could be about to hit.
Yeah, so that's because this particular attack is essentially in two parts. It takes advantage of a vulnerability in the Windows operating system software, which Microsoft, to their credit, did patch back in March, but has not been those updates available, those fixes have not been rolled out across some large organizations sufficiently, as we've seen, for example, with the NHS. But that vulnerability has been combined with another piece of software called a worm. And a worm is something that means that once one computer in a network is infected, it can effectively worm its way around that network and attack other vulnerable computers on it as well. So the combination of those two aspects means that not every user has to open an infected email or do something wrong. Once one person has allowed it in, or one machine has allowed it in, it can spread widely. And these days, because we are so connected, there's every risk that many more machines will be affected, and particularly as people go back to work on Monday morning, they'll switch on their computers and then the worm will find their way to them. So it's not that it's necessarily a second attack, a second volley. It's the continuation of the first.
If people are going to be heading in to work tomorrow, what do they need to be looking out for? And are there actions or precautions that they can take?
So in larger organisations, those organisations will have their own IT support, and those people should be on top of it, and they should be working over this weekend to make sure that when users in the workplace switch on their machines, that it's already been cleaned up. If you're talking about small business users or individuals, then the most important thing to do is there's two things you should do before you even connect to the internet, is do a full backup of everything on your own computer. So you plug in an external drive, mm-hmm. preferably, and you back up everything. Once you've done that, you connect to the internet and you do your updates. So you make sure that all the Microsoft updates and other updates that are available are applied, because the computers that are vulnerable are the ones that were not updated after March with these updates.
Okay. Well, Fevzi, good advice. Thanks very much for joining us this lunchtime on the Sunday News. That's Fevzi Turkalp, the editor of the free tech advice website, gadgetdetective.com.